This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women as well as to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and also everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi drivers, and all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across America and around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Facebook page and click on the like button to like the page, number one. And then number two, jump over in the chat room like a whole bunch of people have been doing. And let's see, who's the last one gave me a thumbs up here? It is, it's Cousin Vinny. All right, and we got the whole bunch in there tonight. So let's drift on over here. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us, and we got a very active and lively group in the chat room. Your fans are there and waiting. All right. There's so much stuff going on here. The people in Seattle, now we have an affiliate in Seattle. It's Megatalk Radio, KITZ. And we also have an affiliate in Bremerton and another one in Spokane. So I'm going to talk directly to the people in Seattle. How could you possibly let your city be taken over, the downtown section, by a bunch of rowdy, and I might mention they're also armed now, we found out, rowdy, armed, disruptive college students?
Well, I would say they're not all college students.
No.
But, it's a remarkable thing that Black Lives Matter has been able to mobilize people.
Mm-hmm.
But it really isn't so much of the citizens that have allowed this to take hold as much as it is the government leadership, not only at the city level, the county level, but at the state level.
Right.
And so what has happened here is we have criminals, and we are not mad at the criminals anymore.
No.
We're mad at law enforcement.
We're letting people out of prison.
And so now what you have here is ungoverned space. And I keep using that term because the military uses that term in theaters of conflict, of military conflict. Libya is ungoverned space. Syria is ungoverned space. Mm-hmm. Parts of Iraq are ungoverned space. Okay, so we now have this at home. And these people take an oath to protect and defend.
Yep.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, now we nobody's ever really defined what a domestic enemy is, but we're seeing it.
Yes.
But now it has to be defined. Are these people really domestic enemies? I would have to say yes, because we have people living in fear, which is their objective.
Yep.
Which is terror.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are clearly virtually on the opposite side of the country from Seattle, and we're all sitting here wondering, does this happen next to Orlando? because it's not just Seattle.
Yeah.
It's Minneapolis. It's Oakland. I mean, you just watch. This thing is going to permeate. Mm-hmm. If they can do it in Seattle, they can do it in Oakland. If they can do it there, they can do it in Chicago. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
So we have these Black Lives Matter types, which are probably also driven by elements of Antifa.
Yep.
That have seized a police annex, and the police had to leave it. And they said they left the building, they abandoned the building because they felt like there would be physical harm, of which they would come back to at some point. They didn't forever abandon the building.
Right.
Now the question is this building, who owns the building? Is it leased or any of that kind of thing? And if it's deemed a government building by virtue of some kind of, a tenant agreement, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have these Black Lives Matter types that have built a wall. They've built a wall in a 7-block area, 7 blocks of a city. So they've built a wall. And I would say they have these checkpoints. If you want to come in, you have to go through a checkpoint. And then they are extorting businesses, which was admitted to by the chief of police. So now you've got extortion, which is a mafia tactic.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have the inmates running the asylum. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Now,
where do you go from here?
Now, the president's threatened to, if they don't get control of the city, he's going to do something. What's that all about?
Well, I would say the Department of Justice, the Office of Legal Counsel, and some other constitutional types are probably looking at this one very carefully to determine what the options are. And they're sitting on a nice edge here because of what I just said. Not only do you have a Seattle problem, but, you know, it's going to manifest. Whatever, if they take action in Seattle, they're going to have to be prepared to take the same kind of action in several other, you know, major cities. Like, you know, Oakland or Chicago or whatever. But you cannot allow something like this to happen for at the risk, at the safety in civil society, at the risk of the rest of the population.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks will be right back. And caller, you hang on there. We'll get right to you in a minute. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will be right back with me. And we got a lot more to talk about here. This is a fluent situation. And again, you folks up in Seattle, we're talking directly to you as well as to Minneapolis. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun? All of
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at the Two Guys Gun Show. Because guess what? I will be, again, this weekend at the Two Guys Gun Show Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be down in Sarasota this time at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena. Now, this is going to be a really big deal because a lot of people have been chomping at the bit waiting for the gun show to come around because they're buying ammo, they're buying guns. They're buying knives, they're buying stun guns, they're buying whatever, non-lethal weapons too. But I'll tell you what, you can shop the most modern and up-to-date guns, the tactical equipment they'll have there, some of the outdoor equipment too, private collections that they have there as well, antique military helmets and stuff and whatnot, and knives and whatnot. It's all something that you won't see anywhere else. So Saturday, 9 to 5, Robarts Arena. Sunday, 9 to 3, Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds. I will be there. Stop by and say howdy, howdy. Now, the website to find out more is twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com. And I hope to see you there. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. During the break, I had three separate phone calls, and the last one was about perhaps the president should just stay right out of Seattle and not go in there with any type of presence because of what the governor said. The governor, Jay Inslee, said that he had no idea what was going on in Seattle. He hadn't heard about them taking over any part of Seattle. I really can't believe that. I can't either
because if he's out sailing in Puget Sound or something, fine. But he still has his staff.
Mm-hmm.
The staff is, to be paying attention to what's happening in the state.
Yeah, and you can't tell me that the police and the security folks that are there wouldn't say, hey, we have an issue here. We may need your help. What do you need to do? Should we? And by the way, I think I saw, the National Guard backing up the police in a couple of instances there. Did I not see that?
You may have, I don't know. But
unless it was the tactical SWAT units of the police, because they wear a different garb like the military.
Well, they've been told, you know, all law enforcement's been told to stand down. You know, go someplace else with your tail between your legs, and go, which to me is absolutely remarkable.
Yep.
You know, I don't understand why it's at some point, if you've got this Marxist insurrection going on in a city that includes businesses, includes apartment buildings, you know, and likely even government buildings, you've got insurrection going on.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to fire the entire law enforcement operation because they defied orders and they went to, you know, restore, you know, public safety, for crying out loud. I mean, something is just very wrong here. I mean, the mayor, you've got, I mean, where is the Kings County prosecutor?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the city of Seattle? I mean, the the city council?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this what they want?
Mm-hmm.
So I would think at this point that the Trump is and crowd in Washington D.C. are probably looking at this one very, very carefully to determine what the options are, and then what the resources are, because not only would it affect, again, one major city being Seattle, but then it's going to permeate into other mm-hmm. cities because it's a cancer right. that's going to, you know, it's going to okay. manifest.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's see here. This is, I believe this is Ian. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it sure is.
Go ahead.
Hey, I got 2 points. First one is, all this going down with Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all these communists and everything running around, and the Democrats, which are communists too, as far as I'm concerned. You gotta be, if you're in Russia, China, North Korea, the drug cartels, the Islamics, Venezuela, you must be sitting around laughing your, you know what, off of us.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just sitting there saying, man, you know, when somebody's committing suicide, just step on out of the way to paraphrase Napoleon and let him do it. And conversely, our allies, such as we have left, are probably sitting here saying, hey, and we might have to go make our separate deals.
Right.
You know, because America ain't going to back us. And my second point is, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and all these Reds up here that are starting no-go zones within America.
Right.
They're all for walls now, aren't they? They all want walls, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
I thought walls and everything and border controls were evil. Boy, oh, boy.
All right.
About that. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you. And, Denise, we have another caller. This is from Wyoming. Okay. Good morning, my favorite friend in Wyoming. Is this our driver, William?
Yes, it is, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Denise. I'm great.
Hey there.
Hey, so they're independent on YouTube. Bravo, Alpha, Echo, Romeo, independent.
Right.
He's got an awesome post that he put up today on the Antifa insurgency and how well-funded they are, all the military-grade radio communications and commo that they have. This is Soros-funded crap, man, and it's going to take armed militia to shut it down nationwide. It's that Independence Day militia against tyranny protest. He's backing that up too.
Okay.
And you're doing a great job, Captain. And Denise, we love you, dear. You guys take care. God bless.
Thank you very much. And that's our friend William up there. He works the oil field.
Well, this is very similar to the letter that I wrote a couple of days ago in rebuttal to General Mattis. Because what we're going to end up with here is frontier justice. I mean, you know, if the police can't do this and government officials can't get this under control, it's going to come down to the citizens. And we're going to end up with, you know, citizens' militias. Because we're going to protect what is ours, what we've worked for and earned.
Right.
Now, as I said, in that 7-block area of Seattle, you've got apartment buildings and you've got businesses, and these people are admitted by the chief of police there that they're having to pay extortion for their businesses, One, to not be attacked and boarded up, and two, to have access to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is where probably our own Department of Justice is probably taking a hard look at some of this. But, mm-hmm. I mean, and it's exactly right. Our friends and enemies across the globe are looking at us going, you know what? I mean, we've now seen mm-hmm. the chinks in the armor here
right.
of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that these, mm-hmm. these government officials have surrendered their cities to criminals.
Right. Now, let's go back to the phone because we got our favorite question asker. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Hello, Captain Denise. I got one question.
Hey, hey.
What happened to the other people in Seattle? Why aren't they doing something? Their city's going to disintegrate. Basically,
right.
you got to kill them in the spring before they bite you in the fall.
Okay, that's an interesting conception there. I don't want to kill anybody, but he is right. What happened to the other people in Seattle?
Well, you know, the media is not going to go talk to him. I heard one ask a citizen of Seattle, and he's furious. They're terrified. They're absolutely terrified.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say that the people in eastern Washington, something, you know, more rural,
oh, yeah,
are
yeah.
probably taking a look at this and going, you know, maybe we need to mobilize some forces here. So.
Yeah.
It's going to be a battleground in that mm-hmm. state. So when it comes back to Governor Inslee, at this point, I don't know mm-hmm. if they're a recall state, but boy.
Yeah. I got a call from a woman in Denver who was talking to me about her daughter in Wyoming and then a relative in Idaho. And she told me that in the larger areas, and there's not that many big cities in Wyoming and Idaho, but they were trying to, the Black Lives Matter and all that was trying to do a little revolutionary stuff there, and they were told flat out that the laws would be enforced in Wyoming, the laws would be enforced in Idaho, and if they didn't like what was going on there, that they could leave the state peacefully, but that was going to be their only warning.
I have a photo of where some, now I don't know if it's Antifa, and I don't know if it's Black Lives Matter, I don't know who they are, but
mm-hmm.
you've got some civilians that are standing there dressed in, not camo carrying long guns, but, you know, some kind of quasi, tactical gear.
Right.
Now,
right.
the question is, are the weapons that they're holding legally owned? That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, have they formed their own militia? Well, the answer to that is yes.
Okay. Well, we'll have to continue this, but I'll tell you, you've given a lot of intel. Cousin Vinny's going excellent intel tonight, Denise. Thank you. So there you go. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And there's just so much going on up there, folks. We got to get control of the situation. In Seattle, we're there for you. I'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee listened to a powerful plea for reform from the brother of George Floyd.
His life matters.
Philonis Floyd tearfully told lawmakers that his family cries every day and asks why his brother had to die. He said lawmakers have the chance to do something right.
People of all backgrounds, genders, and races
have come together to demand change. Honor them. Honor George.
He told the committee, it's 2020 and enough is enough. It was a big step announced by Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
I am immediately withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation.
He plans to introduce a new system that uses real-time data to pinpoint possible behavioral problems. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Keep in mind, if you're looking to change your jobs during this pandemic, or maybe you've been laid off, or maybe you've been furloughed or whatever, this is an opportunity for you to get out there and go into a profession where you can make an awful lot of money in a short period of time. Why? Because there's hundreds of airplanes sitting around the country right now, and thousands literally around the world that are not flying. And in order to get them back up in the air, it's going to take an aviation maintenance tech to make sure the plane is flyable, number one, and make sure any repairs are done, number two, and then to certify it and get it up and going again. So, while you start out at about $60,000 a year for 40 hours, a 40-hour work week, you can make a lot more money than that just simply by using your God-given ability that you're going to get when you're trained to be an aviation maintenance tech. Now, I want you to go to the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, that's the National Aviation Academy's home website. Take a look at it, see what they have to offer, and then you'll see that they have two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa, Florida. I'm on the east side of the bay, they're on the west side of the bay. So, there you go. Check them out. NAA.edu, or give them a call. Even better, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of their facility. Ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. There you go. National Aviation Academy. Now, an Afghan commando who fatally shot a Utah mayor who was serving in the National Guard in 2018 apparently had planned the killing for weeks, according to an Army investigative report. What a shame. What a shame. And there's way too much of this stuff going on right now. By the way, the Army's drive to modernize by 2035 is too big for traditional five-year spending plans, Acquisition Chief Bruce Jetty said. So he's reviving the long-term economic forecasting used in the Cold War, and we'll see how that plays out. Also, the Army now is considering following the lead of the Marine Corps and the Navy in banning Confederate flags on bases, on military equipment. So they may be the next one. By the way, they'll be joining NASCAR, because NASCAR's taken the Confederate flag, decal or otherwise, off their premises altogether. They want no displaying of Confederate flags anywhere for any reason. So we'll see. Also, General David Petraeus, the former CIA director, Commander of CENTCOM, commander of the forces in Afghanistan and Iraq, argues that a new day has come in terms of the America, and that the names of the Confederate generals that are on military bases like Fort Benning and Fort Bragg should be removed, and the bases should be renamed for someone different. He's calling the Confederate names that were used as traitors. So, there you go. His words, not mine. By the way, Colin Kaepernick may, in fact, be getting an opportunity to play football again. Apparently, some military people sent a letter to the NFL commissioner from California, stationed at the Presidio, which is over there in the San Francisco area, asking that Colin Kaepernick be given a second chance. We'll see what that does. By the way, David Haas, someone that you probably don't know, Brooks Parks and someone else you don't know, are amongst 33 who were charged in the corruption scandal called Fat Leonard, the bribery prosecution trials. And these two retired Navy officers pled guilty yesterday in the Fat Leonard bribery prosecution. We'll see where that goes. And the Navy's higher education programs are still developing COVID-19 mitigation strategies for fall classes, a little more than a month before officers and midshipmen start arriving on campuses all around the country. And at least 3,000 troops were taking part this week in one of the U.S. Navy's largest maritime drills in the Baltic Sea. But for the first time, there were no Marines there conducting amphibious landings during the exercise because of the coronavirus concerns. Now, it's believed that they found John F. Kennedy's other patrol boat, the PT-59. A boat believed to be the PT-59, a naval vessel Kennedy commanded after the PT-109 was sunk, apparently has been mired in the muck off Manhattan for decades, and they think they found it. We'll see what happens there, if they're able to retrieve it or not. In addition, President Donald Trump has nominated Lieutenant General Mark Kelly and Lieutenant General Jacqueline Van Olst to receive their 4 stars and to be the next heads of Air Combat Command and Air Mobility Command, respectfully. Congratulations to them. By the way, leaders from the Air Force Special Operations Command wanted an airborne-mounted laser weapon by the end of 2019, And it appears the weapon is on track for their first demonstration in 2022. Now, the U.S. Air Force will also delay a full-scale production milestone for the KC-46 aerial refueling tanker to the end of fiscal 2014 to correspond with a fix for one of the aircraft's key systems, the service announced yesterday. And the Marine Corps Master Gunnery Sergeant Scott Stalker has been selected as the next U.S. Space Command senior enlisted leader, the Pentagon announced yesterday. Congratulations to the Sergeant Major. Now, the acquisition strategy for the Next Generation Air Dominance Program will be established in the next few months by the United States Air Force. Air Force Acquisition Chief Will Roper reported that yesterday. Now, you'd heard me talk about this. A man was fatally shot on the night of protests in Louisville, Kentucky. And a Louisville barbecue cook was fatally shot by a National Guard member after the cook fired his gun as law enforcement people approached on a night of protests, not knowing who was coming at them. And he was killed by a Kentucky National Guard rifle. No word as to who it was that did it yet, but they are investigating. And a pair of Tennessee Air National Guardsmen are collaborating with the Warner Robins Air Logistics Complex and the Augmented Reality Virtual Reality Development Studio to let maintainers practice running United States Air Force aircraft engines using virtual reality. Well, we'll see how that works out. And in Minnesota, in case you haven't heard, Governor Tim Walz announced over the weekend he's authorized the full mobilization of the state's National Guard, something that was never, ever been done in the 164-year history of the Minnesota National Guard. But they've fully mobilized the National Guard in Minnesota now. And the Coast Guard had an announcement yesterday that President Trump had ordered a review of the country's requirements for ice-breaking capabilities in the Arctic and the Antarctic with the goal of getting a fleet in place by 2029. Obviously, that's a priority if you want to go through the ice packs. Got to have an icebreaker. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And Chris was a busy guy yesterday. We'll let him tell you what that was all about when we come back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Yeah, well, no.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. You're here 5 days a week here at this time. It's brought to you today by our friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, which is located in the Mixon Fruit Farms building. Now, I will be there today. Have lunch with the captain down there in Bradenton. Come on over. They're located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. I'll be there from noon to 1:30 and look forward to seeing the gang down there. And I understand we're going to have a pretty good crowd down there, so come on over. Mixon's Groveside Cafe. They've got some great food, and don't take my word for it. Show up and find out for yourself. But I'll tell you what, I can't wait to get my hands on that orange swirl ice cream. And with that, here he is, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Did you get any of that ice cream while you were down here?
No. Listen, I held pretty steadfast. I didn't go off my diet too much when I was down. But I wasn't even. You should have reminded me. I probably would have gone over to try it. I probably would have.
Oh, it's worth the effort. I mean, it's worth going out of your way to go for this stuff. Yeah. Orange swirl ice cream. Wow. All right. Well, look. You were on One American News yesterday, and you were talking about the Wall Street market rally. The Wall Street folks are always jittery when there's uncertainty, right?
Well, yeah, and again, listen, there's a lot of uncertainty right now, a lot of trying to make heads or tails of all the overall movements that we're seeing in the market, even to the upside, which, you know, many people out there think might be a bit exaggerated to some degree based upon the overall valuations and what companies are making, and that's understandable. It's something to keep your eye on, that's for sure.
Now, there's a gentleman whose name I'm not familiar with, Jeffrey Gundlach. You know who that is?
Yeah, he's another money manager.
All right. He said the stock market is likely to fall from its lofty levels, and he's saying that it's going to be because of a new level of white-collar unemployment that's coming.
Listen, I think the market got out a little bit ahead of itself. There's still a lot of uncertainty out there. You take a look today, the futures are down quite a lot. Dow futures down over almost 500 and almost 600 points at this point in time, and you're going to continue to see this type of volatility,
yeah.
No doubt.
I got 651.99 in the negative part with the Dow. I got negative on the NASDAQ, 150.63. I got negative on the Standard & Poor's, 61.88. You probably got better numbers than I do because mine don't update as much.
Yeah, it's going to continue to bounce around without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is that one of the great things about what it is that you do is you work for the individual. You're not working for a company per se where you have to do this and this. You're an independent broker, you and your brothers, and you sit down with the people, you find out what it is they have to talk about, and this is pretty much the way that people should go, right?
Listen, you need to have somebody that's going to put their client's interests above their own. Unfortunately, that's become few and far between. I mean, listen, especially to in certain areas of the country, I was amazed by all of the advertisements I'd hear on the radio when I was down in Florida for selling, you know, insane financial products, guaranteeing this and guaranteeing that. It's you know, you got to be real, real careful who you're doing business out there and people that are going to actually put together. We talk about a plan. It's more about preparation. That's what it's all about, preparing you for life and the various different challenges and things that are going to come your way, and also help allow you to take advantage of opportunities throughout life. Yeah, we're not ones that believe, like you said, you know what, I want to retire at 65, I want to retire at 62. You don't look at life that way. You want to be able to take advantage of maybe starting a new business and do different things. We don't like people to basically box themselves into a situation. We want them to enjoy life along the way.
Now, one of the things that people are talking about investing in right now, and it makes perfect sense to me from what I've seen the last couple of weekends at gun shows, I'm telling you, the guns are going out of these gun shows literally by the one in one arm, one in another arm, boxes of ammunition. I've never seen anything quite like it. I mean, it is absolutely going wild.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, people feel like they feel like the authority is not going to be able to take care of them, and they don't know what's going to happen down the road in regards to who's going to be in charge of the country. And people are going to take advantage of that. I completely understand that, and I think that's going to continue. You're going to doing your broadcast of gun shows on the weekend. I mean, you see it right in front of your eyes. I think you're going to probably even see the same thing in other areas of the country where, you know, you might not be able to get a handgun, or it's more difficult for people who buy other long guns and do what they can. I mean, there's a fear out there, there's no doubt.
Now, the other thing is, and this is something that I've given quite a bit of thought to, you know, when it comes to what it is that you do, a lot of people are concerned about their money. And I've been hearing more and more people, because this always scares me, okay? Oh, you got to buy gold. Oh, you got to buy silver. Oh, you got to buy, you know, rare metals. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, yes, there's a time and place for a portion of your portfolio. We don't actually buy the physical stuff. I've seen people lose quite a great deal of money. The ones who decide to start selling off all of their companies and great stuff that they own to buy a metal, buy a commodity that doesn't pay you to own it or anything like that. It just doesn't make much sense.
And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. And over the years that we've known each other, I know that you like to get involved in a lot of different social issues. Let's put it that way. What did it make you feel like when you saw, and I'm pretty sure you probably saw this, the kids that were out in the street, these Antifa and Black Lives Matter folks, that were burning books?
Yeah, again, burning books. We don't really see those things happen. You know, the funny thing is they love comparing Trump to Hitler. And, you know, Hitler was the one that liked having big book-burning rallies, which is kind of ironic, to say the least. But, again, it's sad. It's just the amount of ignorance that's there in the world. You're seeing the toppling of statues. Yesterday you had a CNN political analyst suggests that we should take down the Lincoln Memorial, Jefferson Memorial, and the Washington Memorial.
Yep. And you also had someone that damn near got killed in Virginia because a statue was knocked down and fell on him, knocked him unconscious, and the person's in a hospital in serious condition.
Yeah, again, the animals out there, really is.
Yeah. Now, there's something going on today. You remember the Parkland school shooting incident, right?
Yes.
Well, yesterday, the DOJ awarded nearly $10 million for the Parkland shooting victims. Almost $10 million in anti-terrorism funding was awarded by the Department of Justice to assist the victims of the shooting down there in Parkland, Florida, the high school shooting.
So that went to the families?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't realize that they were compensating them for that. I mean, what was it the county or was it the federal government?
Federal government, Department of Justice.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. It's interesting.
Yeah. Now, here's something for you. North Carolina, the GOP, North Carolina, has officially given up on keeping the RNC in Charlotte.
They're going to try to keep it there now?
No, they've officially given up.
Oh, okay. I figured it. Yeah, I thought it was a
guess,
deal already.
Guess where we're all hearing it's coming.
I thought it was Jacksonville.
That's right. Lenny Curry, the former Republican Party of Florida chairman, has really put on a push there. He's got all the people excited there, the government people, the business people, about bringing it there for those hundreds of millions of dollars it's going to bring to Jacksonville. They've never had anything like that there, and they are excited, and it looks like they're going to get it. And on Friday, we should hear the announcement.
Listen, it's great. I mean, yeah, go where they want you. That's what I'd say. And, you know, the people there want to have it there. It's going to be great for the economy. And Jacksonville, it's another big win for the state of Florida.
Now, the Trump administration has just cut the oil and gas fees in hundreds of cases around the country where they go out to get the the oil or the natural gas out of the ground and whatnot. They've cut the fees, the usage fees for that. So that's trying to generate a little bit more revenue, I guess, for people to hire more folks, I hope.
Yeah, again, there's always, you've got to find more and more ways to try to get the economy stimulated up and going and moving and grooving once again. That's a good way of doing it.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll see you on TV.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I was kidding with him during the break. I said, hey, they give you 5 minutes, barely 5 minutes, and you get almost 10 with me. But then again, he and I have known each other for 20 years, and we always, always have a wealth of information from Chris. I'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.